What's going on, everyone? Art of the Game is produced by Student Media. Student Media is a student organization at the University of Evansville. To learn more, visit fireside.evansville.edu.
Yeah, make it look easy. Hey, stand up guy, boom, 10 toes. Big body pull up in a Range Rover. I can change the whole game when I say so. I pull up, shut it down, yeah, they know. Running this game ain't a thing for me.
You and your wife have two children,
mm-hmm.
Ava and Josh. Ava, you said, is in high school playing golf. Josh, basketball and soccer.
Yeah.
But you go through these different phases in life, right?
Yeah.
And when Ava was born, you're already a husband, but when Ava was born, what was it like? Like, oh, snap.
Scary.
I'm a dad.
Yeah, scary. Scary. Man, I remember, you know, the first day that, you know, like, it's so crazy because when you're in, first off, all of it happens, you're like, oh, like, this is real. Like, that's a real baby. You're like, it's like, man, it's like, it's like nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, seeing, you know, your child. And I remember just like holding her, and, you know, the first like 48 hours, I don't know if they do this anymore, but you're in the hospital. And at night, like, they want, say, you know, the wife went through a lot, you know, the mother, sorry, went through a lot. So they're like, rest. And so you don't have the baby at night.
Yep.
You're like, that's cool. Like,
yeah,
we got the baby during the day, holding him, kissing on, whatever. Then at night, like, baby's gone. Then you get discharged from the hospital. And I was like, trying to hold Ava, like, man, I hope I don't break her. You know what I'm saying? Like, it took me forever to get the car seat in the back seat and move the right way and try to put her.
Smith song.
Oh, it was scary. And then we got home, and I'm like, so she was crying the whole time when they took her back? Because, like, at night, she was not having it.
Mm-hmm.
When she first came home. But, man, it's like reality hits. Like, this huge responsibility. Like, this human is depending on me to feed them, clothe them, change them, like, create opportunities for them. Like, just, like, it's real. Like, I can't mess up. You know, so it's daunting. What a blessing.
Music taste.
Yeah, I'm kind of all over the map. You know, I'm what's the word? Like, cultured, is that the word I could use? But I mean, I love everything. Like, I am a hip hop head. Like, I love, you know, I was a big Tupac guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love Tupac, but I wanted one. Like, it's all or nothing.
Yeah,
and I mess with Biggie. Snoop was big back then. I say back then, I sound old.
Wow.
I was big on T.I. back, mm-hmm. back in the day. You know, Jay-Z has always been good. Lil Wayne, I went through a stage where I thought I was a hot boy. Like, I was on the, 500 degrees. You know, I was all that bandana, Jabos. Like, oh, it was crazy. I was identity crisis. I love rap, hip hop, but I love, you know, like, soul, like, R&B. My dad was a big jazz fan. Like, I played the drums. I grew up, you know, playing the saxophone when I was in, you know, middle school and a little bit in high school. So, like, musically, I taught myself how to play the drums.
Hmm.
So, like, I have an appreciation for all genres. Kurt Cobain was, like, big when I was growing up, and, you know, Green Day, you know, like, just, I would move to different genres. If I have a preference, it's rap, hip hop, R&B, but I'll do pivot. You'll hear me listening to jazz or a little bit of rock, classic rock. Mm-hmm. You can turn on the radio, you know, a lot of different stations, wild stations, like, you know, 70s, 80s.
Yep.
I know all those songs, from riding the bus when I was young to just being with different demographics. You know, so I rap, R&B, you know, that's going to be number one.
Yep.
But I can get down with a bunch of different genres, and I am, you know, I grew up in the Pentecostal church, extremely like strict in our religion.
Yep.
My dad was an assistant pastor. I did play the drums at church, and I was in like every play when I was growing up in church. We were in church a ton.
That's how it was.
Yeah. So I got an appreciation for, you know, gospel music.
I'm happy we got on this topic because, Coach, we got a gold school tournament right here.
Oh, do we now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, look at this.
Yes, sir. So we got. So represent
the, easy for me.
Represent the East Coast. We got Biggie. We got Biggie versus Big Daddy Kane.
Yeah.
Nas and Rakim. Then for the West Coast, we got Tupac and Snoop Dogg. Mm. Ice Cube and E-40. For the Dirty South, we got Scarface and UGK and Outkast and Ghetto Boys. And then for the Midwest, we got Common and Kanye West and Twista and Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Wow. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Let's have some fun.
That's really, when I looked at the first two, I'm like, oh, that's easy. Then as you go down,
mm-hmm.
that's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely going Biggie.
Okay.
Biggie.
For yep. Sure. Yep. Respect, though, to Mr. Smooth Operator, though.
Yeah,
respect to Big Daddy.
I love Rakim, Big Daddy Kane, like, good artist. Man, I love Snoop, but come on.
Pac.
Like, Pac all day. Ice Cube and E-40. First off, I'm going to say this. Ice Cube.
Ice Cube.
I'm not even gonna say what I was gonna say. Rest in peace, E. Oh, I'm tripping. You know what I thought?
What?
I thought that was Easy E.
Oh,
E-40.
I wouldn't disrespect Easy E like that. I wouldn't
right.
disrespect.
Right. I almost said like rest in peace, Easy E. Mm-hmm. Then I looked. I'm like, oh, E-40. E-40 still rolling around.
Mm-hmm.
That was actually tough.
Got him.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two West Coast legend pioneers.
Mm-hmm.
This entire West Coast right here, those are the pioneers right there. Oh, Too Short.
I can't leave out Too Short. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely going Outkast, though.
Okay.
I just.
Outkast and Ghetto Boys. Okay. Yeah, Outkast, for sure. Three Stacks.
Oh.
And Big.
Because you, UGK, for those that don't know, they
got. Man, listen.
They,
rest in peace to Pimp C. Oh.
You gonna make me go listen to some different music today. I'm gonna be riding around town. I'm gonna be riding old place I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You say on air. Oh man.
Got you. Mm-hmm.
And the common Kanye West. I actually gotta go Kanye.
Okay.
He's got more in his.
Yeah, he got more in his bag.
And it's kind of hard to go against Bone. I love Bone. It's funny because, like, everything, like, history repeats itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, my kids right now, like, listen to, for whatever reason, Bone, Thugs and Harmony. And they're, like, rapping stuff. And I'm like,
hold on a second.
Yeah.
Joel, that's going to be rocking.
Yeah, no doubt. And then I got to get involved. And I got to. I gotta go Twista.
Ooh.
I know.
Okay.
It crushed me.
Okay. Ooh, I don't know who I'm gonna go for in this one. Twista or Bone Thugs. Ooh.
That hurt me. Man, E-40 and Ice Cube, I'm still kinda stuck on that. Cause I'm not like a crazy Ice Cube fan, but like, man, today was a good day. I mean, that was different. Mm-hmm. E-40 is. I'm going E-40.
Okay.
I'm going E-40.
Okay. Are you picking between Scarface and UGK?
That's tough.
And it's unfortunate because Scarface is like, I do have him solo. Even
right.
He was part of
right.
was, but I'm like, Scarface alone.
Has some hits. Like. Man.
That's my dad's favorite artist, because my dad's a Texas boy. So Scarface, D.O.C., like, as my dad. And he epoxy in too. So
man. Yeah, and then when they had that collab, like a Scarface, that was
Mary Jane.
Oh, that was a classic. I'm gonna go listen to that in the car when I leave. Oh man, I'm gonna go.
Got him. Yes, sir. I like it. I'm going to have to go Bone Thugs and Harmony against Tasha. I'm going to have to go.
I'm going to go UGK. Since we're doing groups.
I got to go Scarface. That man stands tall, man. I'm sorry.
I can't argue it. I'm definitely going to do Biggie, Tupac. They're going head-to-head. You got Tupac as a 5 seed? That's crazy. I guess that's just the way that it...
Yeah, that's just the way it came out. Nah, he definitely won for me. For me, when it comes to the West Coast, definitely 1 seed for me, for sure.
I'm going to go... See, like, if you're more like... Not only want to say underground, but if you are not like mainstream, you really like UGK.
For sure.
Just because they have a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, man. You know, but Outkast is more like they became mainstream.
Yeah.
Man, even the Twista and Kanye, that's tough.
Yes, sir. Oh, this is fun.
I would say though, like Kanye, especially you go his first two albums.
Yes. Yes.
He was
College Dropout, in my opinion, is top 5 debut albums of all time. It's gotta be.
Yes. 100%. Like you listen to it start to finish.
Yes. Get Rich or Die Trying, that's another one.
That is true.
Doggy Style's another one.
That's what you do next. Album.
We got you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
That's what we are.
Bet. I got you. That's what we are. I have to write that one now.
Yeah.
Oh, Scarface.
Then you have to do double. Double. Like, you know, you had Jay-Z had his.
Yep.
Blueprint.
Yep.
Tupac.
Yep.
Had his. Biggie had his. Yes.
Hope to
do it. Gotta do it. We need a chef over here. I'm gonna go Kanye. Twista. I'm going UGK.
All right, bet.
Over Outkast.
Wow.
I know.
Wow. Oh my goodness. Ooh, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. I got it. My final four. I got Big and Pac.
Yeah.
And then Scarface and Outkast.
Yeah.
Dang. Okay, Kanye Bone. I'm about to go Kanye.
Scarface and Outkast.
I'm about to go Scarface. Big and Pac. I got to go Pac.
Yeah.
That's my guy. Scarface and Kanye. Oh.
I am too. I ain't made it to the championship. But he got beat.
Yeah.
Pac all day. Better believe it.
Favorite album?
My favorite album? Ooh. By Pac. I mean, I love the double disc. But I also like Machiavelli. Machiavelli was tough.
Mine is Me Against the World.
Yeah, I do like that. I have to go All Eyes on Me. No, but he just gave you too much. Like, and if I'm not mistaken, that's when him and Biggie were.
Yep.
And he was delivering some body.
Yeah.
Body blows the big.
Yep.
Rest in peace.
Nah, facts. Real. Rest in peace, both of them. Back to coaching for a little bit. things that we've had to get used to very quickly.
Yeah.
In the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
As for Portal and NIL.
Yes, yes. Both heavy. Both heavy. It's still evolving. You know, it's just, it's different for everyone. And collegiate sports, like, would never look the same.
Yes.
You know, and that's going to be hard for some people to stomach, but that's just where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that some teams can build strong cultures where it's not like every year it's, you know, 6-7 people. I was just listening to something with Shaka Smart the other day. He's done an interview, and they didn't lose anybody.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I do think that there are, you know, programs that can do that. I feel like we're pretty close to being able to do that. But don't be surprised if it's every year, 5, 6, 7 people.
Yep.
That are out. I mean, that's just, you know, NIL is really taking over collegiate sports, and it's going to be important for programs to build a strong collective so that they retain their student athletes. Like, everyone thinks that it's, and this the whole point of it was not for, like, now a lot has changed to, like, pay to play. Like, that's professional sports.
Yep.
We're so amateur sports.
Yep.
So it's retention. You're really good student, really good athlete. You're marketable. This is the value of your NIL, like, yeah, name, image, and likeness. Yeah. And that's the reason why you deserve these opportunities. That's where it should be. That's not where it's at. But that's, like, where the purity of NIL was at. But there weren't regulations to start with. So we moved to, hey, you all do what you want. And people start doing what they want. They're like, oh, we didn't mean that. We didn't mean that much. Like, now, you know, certain individuals are trying to reel it in.
Yep.
And it's just, it's going to be different for a long time until we get some regulations. And even with regulations, there's going to be separation. Mm-hmm. And hopefully the NCAA can keep it all together where you're not losing, you know, one part of your organization and left with another part, you know, but it's here, and it's affecting, you know, the collegiate sports, period, like, across the board. It's not just one sport, it's all sports. It's not just one school, it's all schools, and you have to have a really good plan in place. We do have a collective that I'm excited about that is really starting to take off, and it's evolving, like, daily. And it's funny because it's Purple Rain is the name of the collective, which is weird because our students section is Purple Rain, or was at one point Purple Rain, which we're working to get back. When I first brought that up, people wanted me to sing. Yeah, talking music genres. Like, I'm Prince.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, no doubt. But no, our collective is really starting to pick up some steam, which will help us be competitive in our conference and at the mid-major level, and really just build some stability for our student athletes. And it's really about retention. You know, so it's changed the game a lot, but just got to adapt, pivot, and problem solve.
Last question.
Yep.
LeBron James or Michael Jordan?
Oh, I'm a huge LeBron fan. Huge. But I'm going Michael Jordan.
Okay. When I say so, I pull up, shut it down. Yeah, they know. Running this game ain't a thing for me. I never switched up, no change in me. The only thing changing this season, you go against me, then you know that you tweaking, okay? Cause baby, I'm him. I be on 10. Two stepping in the party, I do not dance. Watch how I move, make it look easy. Counting up wins, that's